Hello and welcome to the 6th Bitstream podcast. I'm Steve Netting, aka TCM of Slipstream, and this episode, history, Slipstream, 1990s, crack scene, demo scene. Okay, so this episode is a little different. This episode is all about me. Or more specifically, my memories of and activities in the Amiga demo scene in the early to mid 1990s. All music you hear in this episode is my own. So whilst a little self-indulgent, it's also the first time some of these old tracks have been heard. My scene history starts in the early 90s. I remember first assembling demo packs with a friend in school. These packs assembled and compressed intros from other groups on a single floppy with a simple menu. We called our group CFAX. And despite our lofty ambitions, we never really progressed beyond these demo packs. Around this time, I also started writing music in Noise Tracker. I lacked a sampler and only had access to Noise Tracker itself, without any sample discs. I remember spending many hours ripping modules from demos, saving the instrument samples for use in my own compositions. Whilst this was really frowned upon, for many, myself included, this was the only way to assemble an instrument collection. The following track, whilst not the first module I ever wrote, is the earliest module I have saved, written in early 91, when I called myself Audio 2 of CFAX. Around this time, I also started mail trading, sending our CFAX demo compilations to swappers in other groups. In return, I'd receive jiffy bags stuffed full of the latest game cracks, demos, intros, music discs, and disc mags. In addition to swapping, I also approached several demo and crack groups with my music. Through this, I ended up receiving several calls from group organisers, including the quarterback of Slipstream, which led to me joining Slipstream in late 91 or very early 92. The following track is titled Sympathetic Agony, composed by myself in 1992 for Slipstream. We'll be right back. Growing up on the south coast of England, in the town of Plymouth, meant I was fairly isolated from the demo parties that happened elsewhere in the country. However, we did have a few other local sceners, and I need to be a little careful here, but I'll just say that not all activities were strictly legal. We were tailing the end of the freaking era, and well, much fun was had, including being chased around the city by various authorities. For an introverted, nerdy, loner kid who'd never been in trouble in his life, this was incredibly exciting. I not only felt part of a much larger scene, but I was also learning all this wonderful techie stuff, some legal and maybe some not quite so legal. From this period, the following track is called Endless Dreams, used a couple of times by Slipstream, and also my most well-known module. I continued to write music, probably at a rate much faster than the group could ever use it. I also dabbled in 68K Assembler, although having no access to the hardware reference manual made progress near impossible. For this reason, I continued to concentrate on music. I think it was mid-92 when Slipstream split into two groups. Vince, aka the quarterback, left the group, and many split and formed the Foul Critters. I agreed to join them and continued to write music for TFC until I left for university, selling my Amiga sometime around 93. The following track is titled Lifeless and was written specifically for the Foul Critters. University, I discovered IRC, and despite having no Amiga, continued to feel somehow part of the scene via online chat. Slipstream and TFC, as a group, became mostly inactive as the popularity of the Amiga declined. However, I clung on to the name and would occasionally find others interested in reviving the old group. Despite several attempts, nothing really came of this until probably mid-2013, when I discovered another couple of ex-Slipstream members via Facebook and Amiga.org. In June 2014, Slipstream was reborn, and probably one of the most active groups releasing at Sundown Demo Party that year. It was also the first year Slipstream became a multi-platform group, with releases on the ZX, Atari 8-bit, CPC, and Amiga. The next few tracks are more recent compositions. In chronological order, we start with Night Flight, my submission to TRSAC Demo Party in 2013. To a co-op tune between Bex and myself. This is titled Poetic Destruction and entered at Sundown Demo Party 2014.
A warning may come quite unexpectedly. We will now tell you what to do if a warning sounds when you are at home. And then we will explain what to do if you are out of doors. First, if you are at home. If attack is imminent, you will hear the attack sound like this. So take cover at once. Send your young children to the fallout room, then go quickly and turn off the gas and the electricity at the mains. Close down stoves. Damp down fires. Shut windows. And draw curtains. Go to your fallout room and stay there. If the fallout warning sounds are heard, they will be like these. Yourself and your family to the safest area in your fallout room. That is, you should get inside your inner refuge and stay there. After 2 days, the danger from fallout will get less, but don't take any risks by contact with it. The longer you stay in your refuge, the better it will be for you. Listen to your radio. Stay where you are and keep listening to your radio. Stay where you are and keep listening to your radio.
Finally, an AY chiptune using Arcos Tracker entered in the old school music competition at Sundown 2015. AY Dreams. Since our return to the demo scene in 2013, we've continued to grow and become increasingly active with demo scene outreach, giving newcomers a chance to get involved. If you're a graphics artist, musician, or coder, irrespective of platform, perhaps you'd like to check us out. We can be found on IRC, UK Scene on IRCnet, the various demo scene Slack groups, and via our website, www.slipstreamdemo.info. Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, please give some likes, shares, or reviews. They're all very much appreciated. I'm unsure where to go from here, to be honest. What platforms or subjects to cover, or how the format of the show should be improved. So please do get in touch with any feedback. Bitstream can be contacted via Facebook, Twitter, email, podcast@bitstream.uk, or via the website www.bitstream.uk. Thanks again for listening, and see you next time.